Moving on up, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The man in charge of the U.S. Postal Service's stamp program for the past 8 years is leaving the agency. Dave Failer is retiring at the end of January, then will become head of the United Nations Postal Administration. Since the UN doesn't deliver its own mail, the three host countries' postal services do that, and doesn't have 37,000 local post offices, the new job isn't that different from his present one, except he'll be more independent. At the U.S. Postal Service, Failer, a career postal worker with a background in communications, took a real interest in the stamps and stamp collectors. He spent time at stamp shows, he met with reporters and organization leaders, and he emceed many ceremonies himself, none of which his two immediate predecessors did. His leaving is the latest blow to the U.S. stamp program. Its longtime chief stamp designer, Terry McCaffrey, is also retiring, as is the Postmaster General, John Potter, who, I'm told, paid attention to which stamps were being issued. Dave Failer could breathe new life into the collecting of United Nations stamps, which have been in decline for decades, ever since the world body issued Palestinian rights stamps. Most UN issues now are for advocacy, endangered species, the environment, hunger, things like that. In an interview, Failer pointed out to Lynn Stamp News that the number of U.S. stamps for pop culture subjects increased during his tenure. Maybe he can make UN stamps popular again. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.